we're welcoming you back here as we get Coach Drew Kide here on the post game and Scott City, the softball sweeping a doubleheader. Congratulations. You know, you're 2-0 now at home. Your home opener, it couldn't got any better, but you get a win in six innings and 11-1, and then had to hang on and a little adversity with the lead in the second game at 8-7. But overall, what'd you like with your team here today?
You know, I thought Cheyenne battled. You know, she didn't really hang her head. You know, she started wearing down a little bit in that second game, but she battled. She stayed strong. You know, I thought the seniors were good leader. I mean, for the most part, you know, I thought everybody tried to pick each other up. You know, at times, you know, we just kind of talked about, you know, that head kind of gets down. But, you know, that's something we got to fix because there are a lot of ups and downs in this sport. And you know, I thought more than anything, though, to power through that and come out in that win, you know, with their momentum in the seventh, mm-hmm. Is great. And you know, for a young team to win a close game like that is going to benefit us in the future down the road.
Oh, no question about it. And even in the defense, you had some good plays today, some good reads. And offensively, I thought really everybody 1 through 9 in one way, shape, or form at the plates contributed in some shape or form.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we hit the ball great. You know, I mean, I'm not really, you know, I'm not calling, you know, bunts, nothing. Mm-hmm. We're playing. Mm-hmm. We're going out. We're trying to hit. We're trying to steal bases. You know, and when we want to be aggressive on that mm-hmm. base pass, you know, and I thought, you know, Mallory got picked off one time, still in third. You know, I didn't even give her a signal, but that's fine with me. You know, she's being aggressive, she's fast, she's great on the bases. You know, I'm fine with that stuff. You know, now if we're, you know, down one in the seventh, maybe that's a little different. But you know,
yeah,
I thought we were aggressive, and you know, it wasn't just one name with five RBIs. Mm-hmm. It was everybody kind of contributed.
No question about it. I thought, you know, Peyton Gentry really came to life, especially in that second game at the plate there. And I thought, you know, like I said, there's, like you said as well, everybody contributed. I think Kaylee Felker had a RBI ground out, I think it was, or a sacrifice fly in the second game. Cheyenne really got her hitting going in the second game. And, boy, Chris Irvin's really embrace that leadoff role position for you guys.
She is. And like, you know, I'm going to start with Peyton. You know, mm-hmm. She struggled a little bit those first game, two games, but she's a freshman. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. this is completely different for her. You know, some of the speed. And you know, I knew that confidence would come. She's a confidence girl, you know. And I see her in the cage, and I see, you know, her off the hitting machine. Like, she can hit. You know, and so I have that confidence in her. So, you know, I left her in at that two spot, you know, even with struggling a little bit in the first two games, you know, the first two games. But, you know, she showed why she should be there. You know, and like Cheyenne, you know, she finally, you know, she's just ahead of a lot of things. You know, she sees a lot of fast pitchers in the summertime, you know, that sometimes adjusting to this high school, it's like, dang, this is quite a bit slower, you know. But, no, she finally got that bat going. That was nice to see.
Well, you guys are on a little bit of a run here, 4 in a row here after that doubleheader sweep at Lakin and then the sweep here today. You're 500 in league play, and you get to power through some league competition again on Thursday with a road trip to Ulysses.
Yeah, we got a try here, actually, with our JV that they'll play at 2-6.
Okay.
And then we will we'll go down and play Ulysses' varsity. So we got buses going all kinds of different directions on Thursday. So hopefully we can, you know, I'm going to talk about the JV for a second.
Yeah.
They played phenomenal. I got to see, you know, the first about 3-4 innings, but they hit the ball really well, and I thought they made some great plays in the field. You know, so that was great to see for them too, to have some very good mm-hmm. success. But yeah, hopefully we can pull out some wins on Thursday.
You know, that was big as well for your JV there. They're playing against 5 or 6 players for Colby that have played varsity.
Right, yeah. You know, and just a different pitcher mm-hmm. is all. Mm-hmm. But, no, I mean, I was very pleased with you know, just the hitting I'd seen. And like you said, you know, they have a lot of varsity girls that are playing on that JV, you know. And so they stepped up big and got a really big win at home here.
Well, you're undefeated at home here. Congratulations, Coach. A doubleheader sweep for you. Thanks again, as always. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow for the coaches show?
There we go. That sounds good.
Yeah. That'll work.
All righty.
Well, thanks again, Coach, as always.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.